Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk, back with Jeeva Mentor at CBE. Jeeva, when did you let the rest of your teammates know? Have they known for a while?
I think they've kind of probably known for a while. Those who've had conversations with me, I definitely haven't kept it a secret that I'm like, this is going to be my last, or yeah, here we go sort of thing. And just before I decided to kind of announce it, the club and I had a sort of a conversation, and I said that, yeah, this will be my last season. And we made a plan of when we'd announce it publicly, and just a few days before, I let my teammates know that this would be happening, just so it wouldn't catch them off guard. But I think most of them know, most of them that know me well enough know that this was going to be my last season.
Yeah. Lauren's done a fair job, though, this season, hasn't she? And there's plenty of energy within that side.
Yeah, she's considering the circumstances which Lauren came into, she's done a phenomenal job. I mean, I think she had us sort of 5 weeks before the Super Cup started with the pre-season tournament, and getting a team that you haven't selected and trying to put them together and figure out what positions they're best in and building those combinations and building that game strategy. I mean, we've had to sort of find our feet throughout the first part of the season, and I think she's done really well. She speaks really clearly, and I think one of the things that we were a bit nervous about as a team is obviously we've been working on court, off court prior to her arrival, and is she going to come in and just change it all up? But the beauty of Lauren is she's come in, she's adapted, she's added her voice, but she hasn't sidetracked us. She's kept us on track and moving forward. So I'm really excited to see where she'll take this team in the future years to come. But I think it's not just about that elite side, it's her knowledge with pathways, and particularly coming from that Thunder setup, knowing how strong and how important that is. And that's what we've been missing, that missing link in Yorkshire in particular for the Leeds Rhinos, is having that strong pathway and keep retaining our athletes from this area and pushing them through the Leeds pathway. So I think that she'll do wonders both on and off the court, and really driving that pathway connection, which is so important for us.
Super League turned pro this year. We can both agree that the time was right for something like this to finally happen here in the UK. Now that we've had a season out the way, is the initial expectations still there, still achievable, or do we need a few more years down the line?
Yeah, I think the goal is still there. I think the steps are in place. For me, I think the steps are probably in the wrong order, and it's making sure that we actually focus on a strong foundation and a base before we look too high with bringing in big corporate sponsors and that financial thing and looking at big arenas. I think for us, it's about making sure that the athletes, the officials, the clubs are set up well and strong enough to thrive, not just survive, but thrive. And from that, then I think you can go on and build bigger things with getting games evenly spread across TV coverage, getting the live streaming consistent, getting that broadcasting really sound and really professional with the commentary that's going on, with potentially live ladder updates in there, and just making it really more interactive and engaging. So I think it's not forgetting that it's about the product. If you don't have a polished product, it's really hard to be able to sell to big arenas, to bigger sponsors and endorsements, and bring them in. So I think the end goal is still on the table. I think the fact that they've planned out this will take almost 10 years or so, fantastic, and each year there's going to be a different step. I think we just need to make sure, we might need to adjust those steps and put the right ones in place to start with, to make sure that we can reach that top goal of being fully professional and seeing, I guess, a template similar to what's happening in SSN.
You mentioned streaming. I love how you were quite vocal online about that, but we've got to realise it was said with care and love, really, to improve the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least that's how I took it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Everything I say and do is about for the good of game. At the end of the day, it's not a personal attack on anybody. It's about trying to make this game bigger and better, not just for us as athletes, which obviously I can speak quite personally for, but for the clubs, for the franchises, for the fans, for the supporters in this country and across the world. And then also for us other stakeholders, our sponsors, everyone who gets behind and backs the sport. And things aren't always going to work. Things aren't always going to go to plan. But the netball community are quite forgiving and quite supportive, but you have to be open with them, and you have to be transparent about what's happening. And you know what, some people may come out of the woodwork and try and offer help and support, and actually that may be great to be able to take on board, or they may just be more understanding, and which is what we need in this space at the moment as we kind of navigate through what professionalism in our sport looks like in this country.
I don't want to mention the Panthers result, so I warned. So my next question is, you're obviously pretty busy with Netball France as well. The disappointment from obviously being selected and then the actual tournament being cancelled, how did the girls take it?
Yeah, so as performance director of Netball France, obviously I've got my great coaches in place which select the team and go forward. And for me, I think there's not many major events on the European netball calendar that we can be part of and that we can really challenge at. And so to have the Open Challenge cancelled in Cardiff a few days prior to actually taking place was devastating. And not just for our athletes, but also financially. All our athletes are self-funded. And so there's a lot of money that was actually going to be lost if things didn't go ahead. And the great thing again about our netball community is you pick up the phone and a lot of the other presidents, performance directors, coaches, and we all know each other. We get on a WhatsApp group and we start connecting and being like, well, we've already got accommodation booked. If we can get hold of the umpires again, if we can secure a court, then maybe we can get some individual match fixtures and those ranking games and those ever so important ranking games, which help keeps us sort of ticking along things for our sponsorship, ticking along things for obviously our athletes and then our KPIs in programs. So to be able to arrange some fixtures with a certain number of countries was actually amazing in the end to be able to achieve. And you know what, it's not just about our athletes and our individual countries in Europe netball, it's also about the officials. We're able to sort of gain experience for some of those umpires, being able to actually umpire international games and having their assessments done. And I think it just helps the whole growth of the sport. When so yeah, I mean, it is disappointing when things happen, but the geopolitical stance of things at the moment mean that these things may crop up, so we have to be ready to pivot, ready to think on our feet. And I think it's just going to show when you can get different countries working together, and I think our European nations, we are very collaborative, that we can band together and pull things off even in the last minute.
Hi, this is Jackie Newton from Cardiff Dragons and you are listening to The Netball Show.
Com Games, World Cups, you'll be holding them in equal importance in that career, but anything in particular that sticks in your mind?
Oh, I wonder. Oh, I wonder. You know what? There's a few, and I'll start right from the start, is World Youth Cup. We had it in Florida for my under-21s, which is just crazy to think that you can take a sport of netball over to America where everyone's looking at you thinking, what sport is this? Is this basketball? Volleyball? Yeah. So to be able to play over there was pretty cool, and to come home with a silver medal was amazing. Obviously, being part of six Com Games, six World Cups, they're all very different, and not just down to the venues and the locations we were at, but the teammates that we had and the highs and lows that came with that. But yeah, you can't go past 2018 Com Games on the Gold Coast. Pinching a gold medal on the Aussie soil against the Aussies was absolutely amazing. And you know what, personally, for England, but also for the sport in general, what that was able to do and the change and visibility it put on our sport in our country was incredible. And to see that then, that momentum carry through for 2019 in the World Cup that we had in Liverpool, we could really feel the energy off that. And I remember one time leaving the hotel in Liverpool to go to a match venue, and there's literally people outside the hotel, we're getting on the bus, they're sort of banging on the bus. We felt like rock stars. It was incredible. And just that energy and just the passion that everyone had, and that was off the momentum of what we achieved the year before in Com Games. And so yeah, there's been some, definitely some highest highs. There's been some lows too, but they're the ones that kind of keep you going and motivate you through.
The thing about that 2019 World Cup as well, even though as teams you were staying really close to the arena, you still got buses.
Otherwise. Yeah, we get beautifully mobbed, and we're right next to a fan engagement zone as well, so when people weren't at the venue, they were literally outside our hotel. And so yeah, and it was great. It was a great venue. It was hosted really well. I think people loved being able to explore Liverpool as well. At the end of the day, it's not just about the netball, it's about the location, and it brings tourism into the area, which is what's so great about our sport too. But yeah, it was a fantastic World Cup, the balance of it all. And yeah, I mean, grateful to be able to come away with a medal there as well.
You'd have seen the development of so many of the current Roses squad as well. What are you making of Fran at the moment?
Yeah, and to come into squad, and she's just so versatile as a player. And that's what I've really loved about her. It doesn't matter where you put her on court, she'll deliver, and she'll deliver to a high standard. And what I've really seen is that maturity in her voice and her knowledge. I mean, her netball IQ has always been high, but her voice and her support around that has been incredible. And she is really supportive as an athlete and a player on court. So I know as a more mature player owner squad when she's been there. She's given me support as well and advice, and we've connected and really worked together well on court. And then to see her combinations blooming and with other defensive partnerships that she's got out there, and to see her thriving out in SSM when she gets her opportunity is amazing. I mean, she's just such a consistent player, and that's what you need. And probably that's what was missing in my early years of England netball, was that consistency. And with someone like Fran, you definitely get that.
CBE, is it still a bit of a surprise all these years later as to me? You still remain in Jeeva from Bournemouth, humble in a way.
Yeah, you can take the girl out of
Bournemouth. You know what I mean.
You can't take Bournemouth out of the girl. Yeah, it's, I mean, I think having those beautiful and honourable letters at the end of my name, CB, it makes you now want to even stand up more and be more of an advocate for the things you really believe in, the things that are going to make a difference. And so that's why you can see that over the last few years, I have been more vocal on things. I have been more spearheaded about the passions I believe in that were going to make a difference, not really for me, but for the sport and for those around me. And so I think with that comes confidence. But at the end of the day, I know where my roots are. And it probably won't be for a few years to come that I look back and think, oh my gosh, did I achieve that? Did I do that for that many years? And they say time flies when you're having fun, and it really has.
And Jeeva, mum's been there every step of the way.
Most of the time she comes to the games and then sits outside the stadium, well renowned for...
Catching up with everybody, no doubt.
She gets very nervous, but yeah, mum's been a great sounding board throughout my whole career, and I'm so fortunate to have her in my corner and being my confidant and being able to kind of just be that devil's advocate, toss up different decisions and just sort of air it. And I think when you have those conversations, you're able to really think things through and really make that right decision for you and for those around you. And yeah, my mum has been my biggest supporter, my biggest driver, not just physically, but also empowering me through. So yeah, I'm super grateful for her and my family around me. And now my husband has to take that mantle.
Chelsea's obviously been head coach at Forest this season. I have no doubt that it's a position that you could do with ease, but are you taking things easy for the time being? You haven't got your CV in, have you?
Yeah. You know what? People always ask me, would you be a coach? And I love coaching, but I really love coaching grassroots and getting people engaged and involved in the sport and seeing that fun and enjoyment element. I mean, there's a lot of pressure at the top level, a lot of KPIs to reach. The people management side of things I love. I guess the technical, tactical, the PA, probably not so much, but I can get someone involved with that. But who knows? I mean, I won't say never to elite performance coaching role, but for now, I'm just very happy to play that supportive role. And I think at Netball France, being a performance director, I can play that supportive role, being able to empower and deliver coaching sessions. I can really kind of share that love and enjoyment and passion for the sport. Whether I come back and I'm involved as a specialist coach in some capacity across the way, don't know. Whether a head coach or assistant coach is on the cards down the line, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to still stay involved in the sport, but I also want to still make sure I'm developing those attributes and qualities that I've learned and engaged in through my sport into other aspects of my life too.
Just a bit of a time then to reflect, really. Future players will have seen your game throughout your career. Do you have a particular bit of advice for them? Maybe trial advice even? Something like that?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's an attacking game. So defensively, you just have to be super patient. Long may the Jeeva role continue. So I'd love to see, especially lots of young defenders out there still mastering and utilising that role where possible, particularly when you're up against a tall shooter and you can manipulate that space. But for me, as I said all the way along, it's about enjoying it, having fun. And from that comes those connections that you have with the people. So yes, you're going to turn up. You're going to bust your butt through training, through games, go through the highs and lows, but really value those connections that you have with the people on the court, off the court, because that's going to help you thrive in those tough times.
Just wondering, how many more chapters will you need to write for the new version of Leap?
I know. Well, I've got to make sure it's bite-sized enough that it's not going to bog people down too long, but there's a lot of juicy stuff to go in there, I feel.
On the picture you posted when you made the announcement the other day, you've got enough space in your back garden to concrete an outside court. Is that on the is that on the plans?
Could get a few netball courts there, but I think the first thing on my agenda, and now I'm not like lying to any agreements and contracts, would be horses. So plenty of space to ride a horse around and get a nice dressage ring or something out the back, or jump so I can enjoy myself a little bit more. So yeah, there's plenty of room for sporting activity, and I think I'll definitely keep myself very active post-netball career, that is. But yeah, I've got the space to do it.
For the moment, Jeeva, I've run out of questions. Could probably easily last 4 hours, this podcast. The floor is yours, really. What would you like to say to those that have followed your career over the years?
Yeah, I think just sort of wrapping things up, it's just how grateful I am. And I can't thank everyone enough. And particularly coming back to the UK after being away for so long, I've really felt the love and the support. And I've felt that from afar when I was in Australia, and coming back here and being able to sort of share and embrace and really connect back with the fans has been super special. And likewise, I still feel the love and connection from those that I've interacted with over in Australia or New Zealand or across the world through my sport. And so I'm just overwhelmingly humbled by the messages, the impact, the different individual stories where people have reached out to me. So I just can't thank people enough. And they're the things that kind of make you feel like, OK, you're on the right track. You're not a bad person. You're doing all right.
Jeeva, thank you very much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.